Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Hello and welcome to episode 2. That was Broken Baby and It's My Show. The first song I ever heard from this LA band, and it was love ever since. The track is edited because I played it on my radio show many times, and well, Thank you for your ridiculous regulations, FCC. Also, my bad, I didn't keep the original tracks. So you're probably going to hear many songs that are edited for radio on this podcast, but that doesn't make them any less awesome. I'll have links to all of the bands in the show notes. I hope you are all doing fantastic at the time you are listening. I want to give a big virtual hug to everyone. I was overwhelmed by the response from everybody at my, quote, return to the airwaves in podcast form. It meant the world to me to hear from not just Arizona bands that I know, but those who used to tune into my radio show as well. And I've already decided to make some changes, and that will be more music. I've also got some music news on the way, your marketing tip, and some music history. But right now, Seed Mom says, let's get back to the music with brand new music released just last week from Phoenix band Damn the Weather. This is called Glow. I'm floating on a first thing that I can think about is the wealth of jewelry around your neck, drowning out the sounds of all of your friends as I try to come down. That was Let Alone and Safety Pin, and before that, the new single from Damn the Weather, just released last week. I do have to give a shout out to Let Alone. I am missing Marcus and guys, so big love to you guys. They played my 50th birthday show back in 2022, and it was so hilarious. They all went out in white wigs and purple glasses, which are my trademark glasses. Not so much my trademark hair, but I've just embraced it. They are still pretty active, so make sure you go and give them a follow online, as well as Damn the Weather. All links will be in the show notes. Okay, let's get to some music news. I'm not sure how I feel about this one. Prince's 1984 film Purple Rain is getting adapted for the stage. The movie, which starred Prince, won an Oscar for Best Original Score, and it is one of the most well-known Prince albums. There are no other details about this play, and just between you and me, I hope it stays that way. I don't want to know. I think it's a bad idea. Not every movie needs to be adapted into a musical or play, and this is definitely one of them. Also thought this was interesting, as I see this attached to a lot of videos online, and maybe you've done this yourself. Does adding the disclaimer, "I do not own the rights to this music," provide protection against copyright claims? Well, the short answer is no. It actually gets a little complicated because on platforms like Instagram and TikTok, you can choose licensed music to accompany your videos. But if you slap that disclaimer on a YouTube video, you could still get a claim against you or have your video silenced. Now, there are a few caveats to this, and I will put a link to read more about this in the show notes. And that is your music news this week. And if you have any feedback or other thoughts or news to share, you can always shoot me an email, scenemomsays@gmail.com.
driver picks the music, shotgun shuts his cake hole.
You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast.
What if you woke up today and in the mirror you only could see yourself with an egg for your head and a flower for your hair? You might be kinda worried, but you shouldn't be, because that's every day for me. What if I soak up the stray condescending words I only would be compelled to be my true self in the shower? Sing with me. At times my mind is mortified that you can see I'm not who I'm trying to be.
pop, jazz, fusion, foursome, a casual divorce, and a song off their new album called A Trail of Candy. The name of the song was Metamorphosis of Narcissus. They just had their release show this past Sunday, and I'm so very excited for them. Before that, we had Turn Zero with Gaslight and Louis on Tour with You Don't Get It. Again, all links will be in the show notes so you can hear more of their music and follow them on all the socials. C-Mom says, now it's time to bring back another segment that I had on the Phoenix Radio Show. Here are some moments in music history for the week of January 15th. On January 15th of 1972, Don McLean's American Pie started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. The song is a recounting of, quote, the day the music died, the 1959 plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and Giles Perry Richardson Jr., known as the Big Bopper, and the aftermath. The song was listed as the number five song on the RIAA project Songs of the Century. On January 16th in 1957, the Cavern Club opened in Liverpool, England. It became the home of many Liverpool bands, including the Beatles, who appeared at the club 292 times. Over the years, a wide variety of popular acts appeared at the club, including the Rolling Stones, the Yardbirds, the Hollies, the Kinks, Elton John, Black Sabbath, Queen, The Who, and John Lee Hooker. On January 17th of 1959, American singer, guitarist, songwriter, author, and actress Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles was born. The band recorded several singles that reached the U.S. top 10 during the 80s, including Manic Monday, which was written by Prince, Walk Like an Egyptian, a version of the Simon & Garfunkel song Hazy Shade of Winter, In Your Room, and Eternal Flame. Hoffs appeared in the films Stony Island and The Haircut, which were both directed by her mother, Tamar Simon Hoffs. Hoffs has also co-written songs for The Go-Go's, Belinda Carlisle, and Bette Midler. And on January 19th of 1980, Pink Floyd's The Wall started a 15-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart. The group's third U.S. number one, it went on to sell over 23 million copies in the U.S. alone. The Wall is still the third largest grossing album in the U.S. behind Michael Jackson's Thriller and the Eagles' Greatest Hits. And those are some moments in music history for the week of January 15th.
We'll be right back.
That was St. Paul of Phoenix, a.k.a. St. Pop with Bear. And before that was Boston band Smitty Smitty and the Festones with Tall Man Dreams. It's time for your marketing tip of the week. I posted this over on the Scene Mom Says Facebook page last week. And if you didn't catch it, it's a simple one. Check all of your social profiles and update them as necessary. Yes, that includes the bane of a musician's existence, Facebook. You never know where someone is looking for information about you, and everyone looks in different places. So make it as easy as possible to get in touch and have the most current information available. Yes, that also means updating from your album that was released in 2015, unless that was truly the last album. I don't know. But I know personally, if I can't get the info I need from a profile in 2 or 3 clicks, I'm out.
Flowers on a grave with a daisy and a rose for you. Watered by a wild eye, surrendering the pride to truth. Drowned out by the rain while we pray that dead flowers could bloom. And it's more than thunder clouds when the silence is so loud, it's a tune.
That was Sedona, Arizona artist Decker with Mojave off of his latest album, Ouroboros. It was also one of the last shows that I attended before leaving Arizona this past summer. Wow, I can't believe it's been over 6 months that I've been away. It's very odd to me. I'm still not wrapping my brain around all of it. But thanks to music, I will always have a little bit of the Southwest with me. Now it's time for some good news. A husband and wife in Austin, Texas have been honored as heroes for nourishing neighbors in need by hosting a community fridge outside their restaurant. In 2019, they opened their restaurant in East Austin, an area known as a food desert where options for fresh produce and groceries were scarce. They weathered the pandemic by offering curbside delivery, and their compassion came to life when they became the pilot location of the new Austin Free Fridge Program. They began replenishing the community fridge sometimes upwards of 20 times a day with everything from fresh meals to hydration packs during heat waves. It became a lifeline for many folks, and the couple were very happy to keep it stocked. But this past summer, they were forced to shut down operations due to an electrical issue, which they said was caused by city oversight. Now, they knew that with so many people relying on them, they had to figure out a solution. A week later, they created a GoFundMe page, and in 2 days, it surpassed their $80,000 goal. Strangers and customers stepped up to support the restaurant, saying thank you for taking care of the community during winter storms, heat waves, and pandemics. Donors up to this point have contributed $118,000 so far. So that is some good news for you this week. Really good story. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Ah, love me some Scattered Melodies. That was their remix of Vibe Check. And that's going to do it for episode 2 of Scene Mom Says. I appreciate you listening. And I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed putting this show together. You can send any feedback, suggestions, music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. You'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.